Woodcock from the University of Cambridge. Phil, tell us about DNA as a new form of flame retardant clothing. Sounds exciting. How does this work?
Well, in recent weeks, we've seen DNA exploding out of our cells and being used for data storage and all manner of other things. Well, now people are using it as a flame retardant.
So we can ditch the asbestos Bunsen burner mat.
Exactly.
DNA instead.
You need nothing more than the DNA that's in your own cells.
So who's done this and what is it?
So the work's been carried out by a chap called Giulio Malucelli. He's at the Polytechnic University of Turin. That's in Italy, Chris.
And thanks for that impromptu geography lesson. Thank you. Do I look that uncultured? I don't know.
You're very welcome. So he's been trying to find a more environmentally friendly flame retardant. So flame retardants, it's nothing new there. They've been around for a long time. Very useful materials, of course, but they're not quite as benign as we might like them to be. Some of the most common ones are halogenated polymers. The very first of these were polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, which were banned back in the 70s. Pretty nasty things. Since then, brominated alternatives, another halogen there, bromine, brominated alternatives are very commonly used. But again, they're not ideal. They are toxic and they do accumulate in humans. So ideally, we want a flame retardant material that is environmentally friendly. And
DNA is certainly environmentally friendly, but why use it as a flame retardant?
Well, it has several properties that make it very good as a flame retardant. So it's got a lot of carbon in it, and carbon is very useful because when that burns, you get a char. Effectively, it forms a thermal shield that separates the heat source from the material underneath. It also contains acid. The phosphate groups in there, you get phosphoric acid from DNA, and that will, in the case of textiles, that will dehydrate the cellulose, giving you more carbon, so you increase that char layer.
Now, I can see why this might be really useful if I'm a nano-sized person.
Yes.
And I want to make a DNA fireproof coat for a nano person. But, you know, what about, you know, me in a lab coat? How can I possibly make enough DNA to be useful?
So that's probably one of the biggest downsides to this, is the amount of DNA that you would need is huge. So the researchers here have, when you hear where it comes from as well, they used herring sperm for their...
That's a lot of herrings,
their,
isn't it?
...their DNA. So there's a lot of happy herrings in that lab. They use herring sperm DNA, but of course you need a huge volume, so they haven't coated a lab coat or anything practical, really. They just use some strands of cotton, and so the expense that would be involved in getting enough DNA together to really make a practical volume would be is prohibitive.
Well, if there's any sperm banks that are sort of worrying about samples going off, they could always sort of dip into those. What about actual practical use? I mean, is this going to be realizable soon, do you think, or is this just so pie in the sky? We can use the chemistry of DNA and maybe come up with something synthetic that's as good but cheaper and more practical.
Yeah, I think the expense involved in getting enough DNA is going to make it difficult, and also fixing the DNA to the material is another challenge that has not been solved. As soon as you wash that, it's gone.